Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So welcome to Nobody Panic! Oh, what an absolutely delightful room of Wembley O2 we have here with us. We're not alone. We've brought our amazing special guest friend, Hot Boy, Kyle Smith. Bye now!
Yeah!
Oh, do you believe in ghosts?
I refuse to answer that question.
Yes. We're going to be doing a topic that's very close to your heart, how to party.
Yep.
But before we do, we're going to read out some adult things. I'm going to give you some of these chunky, chunky boys. Anyone listening?
Oh, yeah.
Just handing out some chunky boys. Some pieces of paper. I've given myself none and I've dropped one on the floor. We're all just going to deal with it. Okay, so we're going to read out some adult things and we're all just going to be really supportive and like just have a think about them. What a drill! Oh, then return said drill where it's burned onto knob. Okay, so I'm not even joking. The handwriting is so beautiful, but I can't read it. It can't be it's burnt onto a knob.
I think it's bought a drill,
yeah.
Then returned said drill when it turned out not to be a drill.
Oh, I can't read, sorry. I should have made
but
that clear.
I cannot, for the people at home, I can't stress enough how much it looks like burnt onto knob. That does.
Okay, I can read. I actually can read.
So right. I took some jeans that didn't fit to the tailors, and now they fit.
Oh, I've never taken anything to a tailor's. You do it all the time, don't you?
My go.
My go.
Paid a deposit on a flat, also dragged my whole family here to see Nobody Panic.
Yeah! We fixed a door onto a big cupboard. Oh my God, guess more. In our living room. Sorry. Which has had no door since we moved in 1.5 years ago. Now our guests don't have to stare at our Hoover and ironing board when they come round. No one wants to look at that. Apart from Henry, we like
Mine's
him.
On theme. Moved in with a man and bought a Hoover. Oh.
God, it's a Hoover related.
Yeah.
Mimed to 6-year-olds. How to properly use a toilet. Mimed to sit. Right, the thing in brackets says, I teach. So to me, a teacher should have written that better. Mimed to 6-year-olds how to properly use a toilet. I get what you mean. And well done, actually.
Yeah, well
that
done.
That is hard.
That's a big day in year six, isn't it? When you've got to be told.
Oh, very good. I actually introduced myself to my neighbours.
Oh,
anyone who's
that's
ever lived
huge.
Anywhere, that's really hard.
Oh my God, booked an assessment to get solar panels on my house.
What's that?
And then came here mainly to show off about the solar panels.
Very good, very
That's good. Stuff.
You've rejected that one.
Yeah. I was trusted to book these tickets, a reformed hot mess.
Oh, yes, it's hot messes.
Good. Tickets.
Well done, you. Started a master's in climate change policy, gonna fix the world. Just please give me a couple of years. Yes!
They're not all, like, all adult things are equal apart from that one.
Yeah.
repotted, and this one, same vibe, repotted my many houseplants and they are thriving. Very good. Very good. So that's the same thing, innit? Thank you.
This is my favourite so far, and
okay.
It actually on the cover, it says, read me, you won't regret it. I told all the men that get off to my Insta content today to start paying me per ejaculation. Some of them already have. Yeah.
It's amazing! Put this event in my diary as soon as I bought tickets rather than kid myself that I was organised enough to remember it. Are you listening to that, Tessa? A diarised event. We love it. She's there.
Mine comes direct from the American Midwest. But in the like land grab era of the 18th century, I stewed some apples and made. I regret my impression.
It was really good.
But then she's more of a West
she's
Country
the elbows
pirate.
Going.
I guess she's land grabbed her way to America. I stewed some apples and then made potpourri with the peel.
Potpourri. Okay, final one, Kael.
I tried to find one that was close to the theme, but all I could find ones that were opposite to the theme.
Okay.
This person woke up in Munich, Germany this morning, got on a plane and came to see your show tonight, got stressed at work and made myself feel better by spending £150 on ceramic pumpkins.
I went to boozy brunch and did not end up face down in a park in central London.
Yes.
That's nice.
Well done.
Great. Well, that's, all of them.
It's party themed.
It's party time. It's time to party. Woo. Okay, so I guess we should start by I'm just going to open it very, very broadly and be like, best party you've ever thrown / weirdest party you've ever thrived in. It's quite intense, isn't it, as a question. Okay, what is a party?
Let's bring it back.
Every time I'm with more than one person, it's a party.
It's very true.
Yeah. Okay. That's you know, like church can be anywhere. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Party can be anywhere.
Well, so this is a party now.
Yeah. Look how many people there are.
Oh my God,
and what would you say that your components of a party? Simply more than two people?
Yes. No, well, no, that's a celebration.
Three's a party.
But,
okay.
A party, I would say, is...
Oh, hello.
Is gone.
Is off. He didn't want to be at a party. No, thank you very much.
I'm at a party now?
No,
what?
No way.
Music, fun, drinks, vibes, jokes... I won't say vibes again, don't worry.
I think that you
I liked
should.
It.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
One of them said that they didn't like that someone kept saying vibes next to them at lunch.
And that was their adult thing?
Yeah.
They didn't like someone saying vibes?
No, there was more than
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
But that's why I threw it ferociously to the ground.
Okay, no, sure. What's like a party that sticks out in your mind, Tessa, as being like a good party that you left being like, that was certainly a party I went to.
When I was at school, we had a Lord of the Rings party in my...
Of course.
I hate this.
You hate it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's in which case, didn't happen.
Oh.
No, I'm into it. No, we're into it.
Why do you hate it?
Because what is that?
Go on. Explain.
Okay, it was an all-girls school. I don't know if that goes without saying. It was at my house. We took it so seriously, and by we, I mean me and my parents. And my dad built a hobbit door with a handle and everything.
Oh, my God.
Then we built this sort of Eye of Sauron thing that was up a ladder.
Okay.
And then we made a little... Oh, you hate it. I kind
of
look at you.
No.
Did you say you were at uni?
School.
Oh, okay. Because I'm picturing you at 21, dinners.
I'm 18.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm 18 years old.
Sure.
And then everybody comes dressed as something different from Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I feel like you're both at opposite ends of the party spectrum. You're like, you're like two people, no, three people, sorry, it's a party. You're like, if the Eye of Sauron is not present, then unfortunately, it's just a gathering.
That's just a gathering.
Yeah.
If everyone isn't dressed as a character. My friend Louise is dressed as Gollum and she's wearing a pillowcase and she's on a rope.
That's incredibly dark.
The hobbits, her dad's a carpenter, and he'd got the wool that goes inside, it's like straw wool that goes inside an old sofa, if you're repurposing a sofa, and then they'd glued it to themselves with wood glue, and then the next day they had to go to A&E. They'd made these like chests and feet and hands, so they were hobbits.
And they fused themselves to the materials.
Okay. We didn't know any boys.
This is going to be really helpful as an episode for you, I feel. So,
because I think, to me, I'm like, I don't know how to have a party, because that's what I think a party is.
Yeah.
You've been trying to recreate that ever since.
Yeah, just weeks of preparation.
Right.
And what do I do now?
I have a party every year.
Okay.
Like a big birthday party.
Yeah.
And then I have like a little party every weekend. And the last one was on Saturday. No, what day is it today?
At your house?
Last Saturday.
At your house?
Yes. Yeah. Not last Saturday. What's last Saturday? Like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
The other one.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah. And I planned that on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And it happened on Saturday.
And how many people were we talking?
About 40.
And how did you invite them? So what way do you... Because, like, you know,
it's
like...
It's sort of like my...
No, it's Sauron.
It's handmade scrolls posted through the letterbox.
Yeah.
I imagine here.
That's what I would have to do, yeah.
And so how are you inviting people?
Drinks my house Saturday, 9-ish, heavy on the ish.
Yeah, very good, okay.
Just and you wrote the words heavy on the ish.
That means don't come at 9. I won't even...
Yeah, I understand, and I respect it 100%.
I won't be there.
Because where will you be? Out at another
I'll be like at dinner or something.
Yeah, the last time I invited Kyle to a party that I was going to, I was like, it starts at 8, and he was like, yeah, I'll be there by 11:30. I was like, well, I'm going with you, and I don't know anyone else. Can you please? And he was like, no. And then he invited me to a woman's... not just like a woman's party, just it wasn't a party, it was just a woman's balcony. I think wants to have sex with you. So, I was like, yeah, come on. I was like, I can't. So then I just stayed home because I was frightened. The power of your party compels me.
I wish you'd come to that, actually.
Nobody, especially not her, wishes I'd come to that party. But yeah, so it's like, so also as well, I feel like right from the off, setting out your wares as to what, that's a weird way of putting it, to what your party's going to be like, scrolls, I'm tense. I'm like, well, I can't attend a party that's, a scroll has dropped through my door, or like, I don't know, it just appears in my house and I didn't know it was there, or whatever. Because I'm like, what, that's an intense party.
I tried to send a letter once through the post attached to a raven. It was
a fake raven.
Obviously,
right?
a fake raven.
Yeah, just.
But it was like a big plastic bird.
Did you put the stamp on the raven?
I got to the post office and I asked the post office man exactly that question, where should we put the stamp? And he said, madam, you have to leave. You can't. This can't. And he just held it up like this and he was like, what's this? And I was like, in Game of Thrones, the ravens from the Citadel. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he said something like, this is a serious government operation or something. You can't send this like this through the post. And I was like, the ravens.
Yeah. So I think you've got to set up that it's a chill vibe.
Okay, so just a text. Just text.
Yeah.
WhatsApp. Okay. WhatsApp, I'd imagine.
WhatsApp, everyone. A group or just...
Just, yeah, just like...
Do I start a group
all the groups.
Not?
Do all the groups first.
Yeah. I'm dripping in sweat.
Right. Okay, what you do, what you do is you write out one invite, right? And then you copy that, and you just paste it. Paste.
Yeah. Okay.
And then people start getting back to you. Cling, cling.
Cling, cling, cling.
You have to turn your phone on.
Can't make
loud.
It, I'm in Hungary. Cling, 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 cling.
Okay.
All of that.
So, okay, immediate first question. I can't make it, I'm in Hungary. What do we do to stop that? The dread that everyone's in Hungary?
No, they can't all be...
Unless everyone's saying, I'm in Hungary. Like, you'll be getting other notifications, I imagine, you know?
Okay. What?
No. If all your friends are in Hungary, you should be in Hungary.
Yeah, go to Hungary.
Yeah, I should.
But then, yeah, you just send them out, and a lot of, like, some people won't be able to make it. But I feel like with me, people know that it's going to be, like...
Sick.
It might be... No, not just that. I will tell you last minute.
You're like,
oh, there he goes again. But maybe if you were to send out a party invite 2 days before, your friends might be like, what the fuck?
I think they would think that was very on brand. And they said that she's done it again. She's having a breakdown before her birthday. But we still won't go because we're in Hungary.
Oh, great. Well, then just do that Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got... What day is it today?
Monday.
Friday? Monday. And you've got time to, like... You can construct your draft.
Okay, and is there any theme? I can tell that there's not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because, like, fun, I think one of the things is if there's no theme...
Dying
then
to do Lord of the Rings again.
Yeah. But by definition, fun is the theme, you know?
Holy shit.
Whereas when you put another theme in, fun is secondary.
This is good stuff.
Because, okay, where would you do it? In your house?
In my house, yeah.
Yeah, great. And you've got, like, a system that you can play music on.
Not yet, but you better believe I'm going to get one.
What do you play music on normally?
I don't have any music.
Okay. Des has never listened to music before.
I don't really, I just sort of think. I don't really listen to music.
What do you mean?
You're flat. Wait, Kyle, you said today that you've never drank water, so I don't know.
What do you mean?
Today, he literally was like, I didn't drink water until I was 25, and we all just looked at him for ages, and he was,
You know.
What did you drink? Capri Sun.
Yeah. Yes.
We're good. Yeah. Yes.
No. Yes. My mum used to get exclusive flavors from the market, like dragon fruit.
Tropical fruit.
Shit.
My mum got dragon fruit Capri Sun from the market. Why would I drink water?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Thanks.
Okay.
None of them at the party.
No
Capri Sun.
No.
Even, isn't that fun or not? No. I can tell it's not. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So, okay. The music thing, I guess I just...
Someone will have a Bluetooth speaker, or you just get a Bluetooth speaker.
I think I lack my confidence in my taste so badly with the music that right. I don't want people...
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about that. You okay. put something on...
Like a Spotify playlist
the Dixie Chicks.
Called Party.
The Dixie Chicks.
Okay. Okay. Could do. But also, the Spotify playlist called things like, it's you're called, having a party okay. now. Okay. You know? Party yeah, yeah. time. It's okay. Partyville. You know? Like, that's... Don't put... Yeah. I don't think... Don't put exclusively the Dixie okay. Chicks on. I don't know. Oh, if it's a Dixie Chick... No, there's no theme. So there's no theme.
No theme. No theme. That's just the thing, like when you've got a theme, it's easy because you just put on the Lord of the Rings soundtrack, you know?
That yeah, just plays that's the on only thing that's easy about having a themed party. okay. There's nothing
okay, so
else
I just
easy.
Go on Spotify and I say party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just say it.
But my my nightmare is that I am asked to DJ, like
no.
now.
No.
Right. Who's going to ask you? Who's going to turn to you and go, excuse me, can you DJ at your own house?
It's a nightmare. Like, I'm at a rave.
Absolutely.
And someone says, like, and I have to, I'm sorry if I made eye contact with anyone in truth,
DJ.
I didn't mean
like,
to.
It's fine. We don't
then
need
I
to
have
DJ.
To come up. They point at me in the crowd. Yeah. I've won a prize. The prize is DJ. And I have to go up and I have to DJ for an hour. It that's won't, my it, nightmare.
I think that's fine in like certain contexts. I don't know where, but it's
certainly open,
not in your
I
own
open
party.
With Pirates of the Caribbean. He's a pirate. Okay. and I try and build from
it's
there.
It's not bad, actually.
So can I just search Spotify party and then I can... That's
just
it.
Go on Spotify and search party. Don't okay. just go on Google and go Spotify party.
Okay.
I think you've got to like
parties,
and it will give you loads of options.
Okay,
yeah, and then you just pick one of them.
Okay,
and then that is not your responsibility anymore
yes.
because okay. someone will definitely come in and go, "Oh, what the fuck is this?" It doesn't matter what it is.
Okay,
someone will take it. They'll decide that they're the DJ now.
And when yes. they say that, how do I not die a thousand deaths?
Because like, that's
you go
not...
great. I've got a DJ without yeah. even having to employ one. Is yeah. it great? Now, everyone's involved in this party that we are creating.
Okay,
it's
okay.
the community.
It doesn't matter. No one's... It's not personal.
No.
They're just
no.
saying, what is this?
No.
Unless it's
I'm
you singing. Okay. Unless it's a track of you singing.
Well, they'd be in their right mind because
fair
I'm
enough,
not a
actually.
Good singer.
Oh, well,
but
no.
There's actually very little that you have to do because
okay.
you're already providing the shelter,
yep.
the accommodation, the yep. venue.
I knocked down a wall in my house specially for this. to make enough space
so, exactly.
for the party.
Exactly. So you don't even have two different rooms. You've
no,
got
one big room,
room yeah,
just for
room.
This.
Perfect. So you've done that.
And it's just me alone, silently, no music. Okay.
You tell everyone to bring a bottle, but you have a little selection. And okay. I mean like just a fun selection of obvious vibes.
Okay.
Vibes.
Okay.
By that I meant drinks.
Okay. Can I
sorry,
offer
I
an idea?
This vibe yes. now.
I fill the bath with cold water. Ice.
What are you talking about?
And I make...
No, come on, I don't...
I fell asleep and woke up and it was like 20 minutes later and you were talking about something else.
I put...
Come on.
This is honestly... You know what? I had this whole structure of like, I was going to throw some party curveballs. The entire curveball is the fucking co-host of the show. Okay. And
you're
you had issues
yeah.
with dinner parties, but
so,
I did not know that just any party
so
was this.
What if all the cold drinks are in the bath? In an ice bath?
Okay, sure.
Just bobbing about. Is
what,
that,
what if? Yeah, that's fine. And okay. then you get all the drinks I mean, in the bath and go, that's
you
cool.
You can do. Where's your bath? Is it one floor?
One floor.
So you don't have to go upstairs to get
no.
drinks? Okay, great.
One floor, very small house.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
So it's yards away.
Yeah. Just ice. You don't need to put the water in.
Understood.
The ice will become water eventually.
Are you a scientist as well as an actor?
Thank you so much. Okay.
And then you can put a couple like beers in that or whatever,
okay.
wine. And then a couple, like everyone else that drinks,
you're
like.
So tense.
Everyone that drinks the spirits and
yeah,
stuff,
spirits.
They'll bring that.
They'll
yeah.
bring it. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have to get mixers? You have to get.
Mixers.
Yeah. Make sure you've got enough mixers because.
Capri Sun.
They always go first.
Okay.
You
tonic,
can't get dragon fruit Capri Sun
okay.
anymore.
So,
my mum got all of them.
Tonic, Diet Coke, lemonade.
Yeah.
You know.
Ginger ale, ginger beer.
And if someone doesn't like it, they'll just nip to the shop and get it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? If you arrive at a party and you're like, oh, I like dragon fruit Capri Sun, then you're just going to be like, oh, I'll just go and get some. You know?
Okay.
That's like,
yeah.
you don't have to die a thousand deaths for that. I
okay.
feel like that
yeah.
was the next question. So,
okay.
yeah.
All of that's taken care of.
Okay.
So,
okay.
all you've had to do is put beers in a bath.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got my soft drinks. I've got loads of. How much Coke are we talking?
Oh, hello.
Coca-Cola.
Hello. We have jumped okay. ahead. How many fat lines
okay.
am I putting in my shower, I'd imagine?
Okay, nightmare number one, you're up to DJ. Nightmare number two, do you know where to get any Coke?
I think
and then they just give me the cash and they say, get the Coke.
No one does that.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How are you feeling at the moment?
God, I think I'm going to have a heart.
Actually quite good. Now we've dealt with I don't have to get the cocaine.
Yep.
Then, because that is, that's been here. Right. And then, genuinely. So now that's over. I'm like, okay, I'm just the shelter and I am the tonic.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's it.
And some wine and beer.
And some wine and beer.
Yeah.
So I'm off.
And also all of the main things people will ask each other. Where's the toilet, for example?
Right.
They'll ask someone else.
No one's you don't give people a tour every time they come in.
Yeah. And no signs.
No.
For a two-bed flat, no signs, mate.
Okay.
You're fine. But what I wanted to ask is, what if, so this is like, it's not really a party curveball, it's just like, what happens when people arrive that you don't know and are a bit dodgy or you're not quite happy with them in your house? Like, what do you do about that? You know, like, someone's like, oh, yeah, there's like 12. No, you're fine with that, aren't you? I can see you smiling. You're like, no, that's actually fine.
I was like, yeah, bring them in. What do you
okay,
drink?
That's my...
Well, it depends. I mean, I had that at my 30th where there were a group of boys that were just from the area that were like, well, we've got to come in because we're from around here.
That's not a
thing. And what did you say?
And I was like, well, no, because, like, I'm in a suit and you're in, like, a boiler a construction. You're in a construction.
You're in a scaffold.
are they fresh from work?
Yeah.
Just down tools and then they
you're wearing a skip.
Okay.
And, but eventually, I just said, £30.
£30 cash, or did you have an iZettle?
£30 each. £150, pay for the DJ.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Like we said, a grand master is in our midst.
Charging people
my God.
To go
yeah,
into
because,
the party.
Like, they were just like, no, because like, there's girls in there, innit? So like, can we... And there was a lot of back and forth of me like, my mother is in here, sir. And you're dressed like a rapscallion. But... Eventually, I was like, do you know what? They're not going to... They want to have a nice time. They don't want to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Fine. And if they did, then there was a lot of my friends.
Right, there. I was going to say, so what's the plan B for if they come in and they're being rapscallions?
It was a well-attended party.
Yeah.
And I know some questionable characters.
But, right. Oh, so always invite gangsters to your party in case you need them to turn people away.
So anyone I don't know, £30. Come on in.
£30, yeah.
Perfect. What if I take an ID off them? What do you think of that?
How are you going to regulate that?
I take it.
And then what?
In my pocket? When you leave,
they will
I'll
rob
pack you down.
Just out of annoyance, I'd rob you if you did at a party.
I would too.
Okay, what happens if your ex shows up unannounced to the party? They've broken your heart and they've brought a new partner. And it's your party. Oh my God, I'm really invested in this.
A new partner? That's
fire alarm.
So shitty.
fire them?
Fire alarm.
Oh, fire alarm. Set fire to them. What? Set your own fire alarm off?
Yeah.
But that's really cutting off your nose to spite your face. That's your
party,
end of party.
Not the end. Have you never done like a fake ending to your party?
Well, okay, brilliant.
I have done.
I've got chills.
At somebody, I'm quite good support at other people's party.
Right.
And I have done. The police have been called. We got to go.
Yeah.
And then I gave a secret wink to everyone who was allowed to return.
So you went round going. What if they hadn't heard you say
and then,
that?
And then say, "Here's your ID. Thank you for coming. Here's your ID." Yeah.
Okay.
I've done police a call. We got to go. Wrap it up, everyone.
Oh
what's
God.
Your fake ending?
Well, it depends on what setting.
Okay.
I mean, my neighbour's house, sometimes. Not... Okay, sorry. Hang
what?
On. So in my building,
yeah.
We get noise complaints if you've been too loud. Sure. We've only ever had two noise complaints, despite the fact that we have a party every day. And the first one was the first time that I ever had a party there, which was July 2020. Understandably, people were still
illegal.
Like...
illegal.
What's that?
What's
fully going on
there?
Illegal. Yeah.
But then... then
great.
The next lockdown.
The next time was...
Why do you have to say the date, man?
No, July was fine.
I think it was fine.
We were eating calamari outside. It was fine. And the second time was last weekend. And...
that's a good innings.
Yeah. And I just moved quite a lot of people to my neighbour's house.
Into the house who had complained?
No.
Other neighbours. No, yeah, other neighbours.
No, the neighbour is a
friend. You
the
think this is loud? Here we fucking come.
The neighbour's a friend.
Oh, the neighbour's a friend. You're like,
yes.
And now it's a breakaway group.
Yeah.
Who do you overflow. Decide who goes in the overfill?
Well, like...
the good people or the bad
just
people.
Whoever, like...
this is me. So now I'm like, okay, some people have to go in the overspill. I will allocate people with a sticker if you are in the overspill.
And, I mean, and you're not going to get a noise complaint. You don't even have any music.
Or any friends or any guests. It's just me in the bath.
With all the drinks.
But now I just have to be like, it's not on me. That's not my job.
No.
I did provide the shelter and the tonic water, you know?
People do so much for you on your birthday. Everyone's like willing to help. Think about how you are on other people's birthdays.
Yeah, saying the police have been called and allocating a sticker to people.
I was at a party with you and you went behind the bar and started serving drinks.
It was very they did not like it.
No,
they did, they,
no, it wasn't
the bar
into it
staff
at all.
Did not care for that at all.
No,
but they were low on people. And,
yeah, there was one man.
Yeah, and he couldn't do it,
no,
so I went to help.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, people are willing to do that. So
yeah,
outsource.
Okay, wow.
Yeah,
I feel amazing.
Well, you've sending out the invites is enough work.
Okay,
all you've got to do is make sure that like. Your whatever is playing the music is not going to die.
Yep.
And
good electricity source.
And you've got enough like mixers or whatever. But even with that, you just like shops down here on the left.
Yeah. Limes. Got to get in some limes.
Get a couple of limes. Yeah.
Make it look like I've tried.
Yeah. Leave some. Make sure there's some tequila for me.
Okay.
Everyone's happy.
What do I do about? Okay. Get downstairs and across. Don't particularly care for me. What
right.
Do I say it's a party in advance?
You like pop a thing under the door, just being like, we're going to be having a party
but
on
do I
Friday.
Say, do pop in.
I wouldn't say it like that to anyone. I think you can say, and people won't. People won't. Or if they do, they'll literally arrive for like 5 minutes. They'll be like, well, obviously, I'm just, you know, no, and then leave.
Okay.
Like, no, they're not going to come and just like, you know, stay there for the whole night. But I think it's a nice thing to just pop under and go, we are having a party, just so you know. That is probably
that's
a
nice.
Nice.
Okay,
you,
yeah.
I know, you agree? Do you do that? No. But you agree
no, but
that
well,
it's
I,
nice.
I will tell my neighbours to come in. I'll just knock on the door and be like, party. And they're like,
now.
Oh, okay. And then they're talking to like my old school friends about coding or something.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I wish I lived next door to you.
Oh, I'd nice. Love that.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
We'd be a really... I think we could really do good party
yeah.
work.
I mean, you'd regularly text me saying, turn that down, but... aside from that, I'd
I
love it.
I hope that you know about me that, above all else, I am not a grass. And I... I never, ever tell off the music.
That's what a grass is. Someone who never tells off the music.
I would lie there, being very cross with you, listening to you having sex,
I'd
but I would
that.
Never, ever, ever tell you off.
I would hate that. If I knew that you were just there like...
No, I wouldn't, but I would just... I would.
And then I saw you in the morning, you were like, hello. I'd be gutted.
I wouldn't say that, I would say, hello.
Ah, right.
As well you know, I don't mind noise.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right.
And I'm not...
At 3 a.m.?
Hey, I'm coming round. I'm staying at the party.
Oh, great.
I am good fun. Never has anyone sounded less fun than that. But I am all right. I'm all right.
You are fun.
No, I know that.
You are fun,
but if we were neighbours, I think that you'd probably...
ultimately, and perhaps I would tire
you'd have some stuff to do in the morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'd come round, we'd do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you're not, you just knock on and say, party.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll say...
guys, party, fancy it? And then, yes or no.
Okay, so what sort of false endings, or how do you wrap a party up in like a nice way when it's like, I don't know, 6 a.m. or whatever?
Someone's being sick in the toilet, we've all got to go.
Great, okay.
I need to clean up.
Yeah.
My mum's coming.
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
And you just say, that's it, wrap it up.
Or you literally just turn the music off. And turn the lights on.
What, everyone
starts feeling weird.
What if everyone boos you then?
Do your friends boo you?
I boo at that point.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean, I'm not talking from experience because I've never...
Never turned the music off, yeah.
Yeah.
But I boo.
I will just go to bed.
You boo at a party.
I would boo if the music turned off and the lights go on. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll just go to bed. Like, yeah. I don't want the party to stop.
No.
I'm just like...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I do. Like, I just sort of go to bed and, like, you know, that's fine.
And you don't tell anyone you're going to bed. Unless you want the party to stop, and then you tell everyone you're going to bed, and they know that means get out of my house.
Yes.
But otherwise, I'm just, like, slipping off.
Nice. Yeah. Great.
Not always.
Well, let's end with Kyle slipping off.
I'm absolutely in awe of you. Does no one ever turn you down when you... Do you never...
Yeah, all the time. Like, right. my party this year, my 30... How old am I? My 33rd was this year, and I had a big mansion party in Brighton.
Yeah.
You were both invited, neither of you came. And...
I couldn't.
Yeah, but let's get the text up. I was out of the country, and I attempted to fly back in time. So, I'm good fun. I like to attend things. I did try very hard.
Yes, I know. Next year.
Next
Keep
year.
It free. 10th of March.
Every day of March. In case there's a warm-up and a debrief.
There will be.
You know?
But I sent the invite out to maybe like quite a lot of people.
Mm.
And it was a big old house and it had a big old pool. And it was great. But only about 100 people came out of the people that I...
That's quite a good amount of people.
That noise you just heard was people being like, imagine having 100 friends.
Yeah. In a, yeah.
People went, 100? Only 100? Like that. Collectively, as
I mean, that's a lot to have in your house. But in someone else's house...
It's fine.
Right. It's fine.
Yeah.
Until
and
you don't get
of
your
those
deposit back.
Worked in construction down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Invite people in.
They helped build the house after we broke it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you break it?
A little bit.
A little bit. It's someone else's house in a manor. You've got to break it a bit. You know. You're the Rolling Stones. You know?
Yeah. Individually, I'm the Rolling Stones.
Here he is. Okay. My last anxiety to bring us home. I invite this friend from school... This friend from group, this group from here, somebody from comedy, my neighbour who hates me, and the man at the post office who, after the pigeon situation, we made friends, the Raven. And now I'm like, is everyone having a good time?
Yeah, you are the king of mixing friendship groups.
I love it.
Yeah, so how?
How do you do it?
How do you not be worried?
So tell Stevie about that time when with the Raven.
Oh, once I went to the post office
and
with
I'm
the
off.
Raven.
I'm gone.
Oh, I love that. You're so great. Yeah.
Okay,
you two are having a sick time.
And yeah, I've seen you at work with those sorts of things where you often, when we hang out, you will bring 17 people from all different places that I've never met before. You're like, who's hanging out? I'm like, I can't. But actually, by the end of the night, everyone's chatting, everyone's having a great time. You're a great facilitator. And I think the issue is that I'm very tense about that. So I'm we're both bringing our tensions.
Huge tension.
Whereas you've got to pretend you're not tense. Just be like, this is a cool vibe. Three things in 10 minutes and they've all been the word vibe.
Do you ever feel that party tension of like, oh my God, everyone's in my house, are they having a good time, is it cringe, is this a cringe party? Do you feel it but just crest through, or do you literally never feel it?
Like a little.
It's too strong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too strong.
Sometimes, but like, for example, last weekend there were two people that had come to my house before I'd got there, so understandably they were a bit like, well. But then they...
Where were you?
How long did they wait?
I think I was at, I don't know, like dinner or something.
They're not good friends if they showed up on time to you. Because they
honestly,
knew.
Come on. I said 9, you got there at 10? What are you doing? So they were quite, like, sit down on the couch.
Yeah.
How did they get in?
A lot of this. I got a housemate. Right. And he was...
So he was hosting?
Yeah, he didn't know it was happening.
Okay.
He found out we were having a party as people arrived. Yeah, their
bad energy.
It was very...
But that's on them, not you. And I think that's the crucial thing.
Because
sometimes
other people come in and
people.
They're like...
Yeah.
Puff, puff, puff.
Yeah. And
puff,
it's great.
Puff, puff.
And then you get a noise complaint and you throw everyone in your neighbour's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just crest through.
Yeah, yeah.
Tessa, do you feel like you'll be able to crest through?
Yeah, and I'm going to do it. Rather than making a guest list, I can see that is not something we do. I'm going to just, rather than being like, okay, this group, will they mesh? Will they use great people? I'm just like, blanket invite.
Yeah.
Fucking come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all you should say. Don't give a date. Don't give a time.
It just says, party, Friday, 8-ish, heavy emphasis on the ish. The bath is full of ice.
And the shower's full of fat lines.
Shower's full of fat lines. The Dixie Chicks are on the record player.
Or not, if you don't, if you want to bring your own thoughts on that.
The, the beats be on.
The beats be
what?
On. That's good.
That was going so well.
So well. Well, even though I said the Dixie Chicks are on the record player.
I liked it.
It's on brand, isn't it?
It's all right, isn't it? And then I just say, party, come. You've been to a party. Come to do one of those at my house.
I'd love that. I would love that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you free on Friday?
No.
No?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kyle. You've just created a party. So this is, and please give him a round of applause. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for coming. We're at Nobody Panic Pod. What's your Twitter handle? I always forget it.
Do you want people?
Right.
You'll find me if you want
to. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's the vibe you very much bring to the
party. But do you not want them?
Okay. Yeah, but like... You'll be sick of it.
Okay, fine. No, he's very good online. Carol actually invented the term platy jubes for the Platinum Jubilee.
Not
even joking.
That's not a joke.
He invented it, and then everyone used it.
It was on the news.
On the news. So thank you so much to Soho Theatre and to Naomi and Plosive for hosting us. And good night, everybody. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.